this thing on. Okay. I'm not really sure how to do this exactly. I mean, I enjoy listening to the script readings on Gone Wild Audio, and but never like wanted ever to do one. But that doesn't matter, I guess. Not anymore. I am supposed to paint a picture before I am allowed to before I am allowed to touch myself. So here goes. I am sitting in my bedroom at my desk. I am wearing a thin cotton top and nothing else. No panties, no nothing. I'm not allowed to. I have one leg up on my desk, so I can see my pussy in the mirror. He says that that's important. I always have to be able to see my pussy. I've been itching for hours, and I'm so fucking horny right now. And this is day 7. Every night I have to touch myself. Itching. Over again. Spread, looking at my my wet, soaking pussy. It would be so easy to just I'm not allowed to come, not yet. Only good girls are allowed to come. I can't come until I am a good girl for him and for you. Okay, I can do this. Okay, I am painting a picture. So, one foot is up on my desk, and My legs all spread. I have my vibrator resting against my clit, but it isn't turned on. If it was on, I'd be I'd come in seconds. And I am not allowed to come. That's what it says. Not until I am a good girl. Oh, please. I am rubbing my vibrator up and down over my clit slowly. Oh, slowly touching, slowly bringing myself closer and closer to. Okay. I don't know why I'm doing this. Recording this audio and touching myself like this and not coming. It's him. I was listening to an audio a couple of weeks ago and touching myself when I got that chat message from him asking if I was being a good girl. I don't know why I should have ignored it, but I didn't. It made me angry being talked to like that. So I replied, asking what he meant. He just repeated the question, why was I being a good girl? And he added, was I touching myself? I don't know why I should have ignored it, but I told him it was none of his business what I was doing. But he asked again, was I being a good girl? Was I touching myself? And he added, did I want to come? I don't know. But those words, and I was so fucking horny. So I just wrote back, yes. He replied, say yes sir. And oh my god, I almost came while typing that. Yes. And that was the start of it. He kept writing every night, asking if I was a good girl for him. whether I was touching myself for him, talking me through it, telling me to listen to certain audios, to look at pictures, to post comments, to always be touching myself. And then after all of that, after I did what I was told, after I was his good girl, he would just say, come. And I would say, yes, sir. My God. It was amazing. I've never experienced something like this. Well, then a week ago, he stopped giving me permission to come. The chatting was the same, telling me I was his good girl, telling me to listen to audios, to look at certain pictures, to describe what I was doing, how it felt. But at the end of it, he would refuse permission to come. No matter how much I begged, he would just say, not yet. That was a week ago. A week of aging. Of not. And then today, he told me I was to record this audio, my first one, playing with myself. Oh. Edging. And paint a picture of what I was doing, why I was doing it. But I wasn't allowed to come, not without permission. Permission from you. So horny. Please leave a comment, please. Tell me I am a good girl. Tell me I am a good little slut. Tell me it's okay to come. Once I get enough comments, He said I needed 3 good girls' comments. Then he'll permit me to come. To come like a good girl for him and for you. So please, please tell me I am a good girl. Fine. For you.